The next patient is Doris Bennett. The last name is B like in boy, E like in echo, N like in November, and N like in November, I like in India, T like in tango, T like in tango. This is the clinical case of a 90-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 5. She has a remote history of carcinoma of the ovaries that was treated years ago with chemotherapy. The chronic kidney disease is most likely associated to the aging process, the patient of diabetes mellitus. And the medications that have been given in order to treat the cancer. The patient has a serum creatinine that is usually between 2 and 2.9. In January of 2024, the serum creatinine was 2.9, and on April the 5th of 2024, the creatinine remains to 2.9. There is some alterations in the metabolism of the potassium, as well as the presence of metabolic acidosis that are added to this kidney disease. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. Following number, the patient has a severe hyperkalemia, 5.7. We spend at least 10 minutes reviewing the diet. I gave all the information, the potassium content in food, and we recommended to follow a very low potassium diet, less than 2 grams in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has metabolic acidosis. This metabolic acidosis is part of the CKD stage 5. We are going to start the patient on sodium bicarbonate tablets of 650 milligrams, 2 tablets, 2 times a day. The prescription was sent to the pharmacy. Following number, the patient has anemia. The patient had been referred to the Florida Cancer Center during the last visit. The patient has an upcoming appointment, and she needs to be given iron infusions and erythropoietin. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. And following number, the patient is chronically anticoagulated because of the history of pulmonary embolism and relapsing DVTs. We have to keep in mind that this patient is extremely fragile. I was asking the patient to call me if she develops any shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, uremic syndrome that we explained to her, taking into consideration that it is 90 years old. Renal replacement therapy will be the last option. A conservative management at this age is probably the right approach. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks.